We're going to talk about a different kind of green on Business at Night now and feature a business that has a runaway success story in the food industry that proves fast food and healthy eating do not have to be mutually exclusive concepts. We are joined now by Brenda Bott, who is the president of Salad Creations Canada. Brenda, it's a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So tell our listeners a little bit more about Salad Creations. From what I understand, this has started off as a very successful business model in the U.S., and it is now available to Canadians.
Yes, actually, Salad Creations, we opened up our first flagship location to Canada 1 year ago, a little over a year ago now, in January 2009. And as of today, we have four locations open around the GTA area, and we're looking to expand all across the country and as well as in the GTA area as well.
Very good. And hopefully to Ottawa as well.
Yes, actually, as a brand, we're looking at focusing on some of the five largest cities in Canada, and Ottawa is really a target for us right now to get into sooner rather than later.
Good stuff. Tell us a bit more about what distinguishes Salad Creations from other businesses, in particular in the fast food industry, which are trying to expand into the healthy eating realm.
Well, what Salad Creations is when you come into our store, we have a very unique guest experience, and we also educate our guests. And when you come in, you have a chef who is fully chef attired that begins to create a salad exactly the way you like it. That's what Salad Creations is famous for, create your own. And we have more than 40 choices to choose from. We have featured salads. We have wraps. We have great chef-prepared soups. We have paninis we've just rolled out as well. And also low-fat probiotic yogurt. And for the little bit of decadence to those people who like to eat healthy but have something as a treat, we have cookies that we have in store as well that we bake fresh daily.
Very good. So let's talk about the business model itself. Is this going to be a franchise model? And if so, how can people get involved in the company as it grows?
Well, we are franchise driven. I do have two corporate locations myself. But yes, we're franchise driven that we're looking. I have a very stringent criteria in terms of what I'm looking for potential franchisees. We've had a huge interest all across the country right now from people wanting to open up this healthier, new, not so much, we're not known as quick service restaurant anymore, but typically as a fast casual because of a lot of the environmental components that we've brought into the brand in our launch and rebranding into Canada as well. If people are interested, we have a great website that we've launched in Canada, www.saladcreations.ca, and you can get all kinds of information about us, and you come in and it says, I want a salad or I want a franchise. And you can, we're very environmentally conscious as a brand, so we don't have a lot of brochures and things like that. We use the internet a lot as both marketing and be able to get information for franchisees.
Very good stuff. Well, I can tell you from experience that with all of our friends who work in the government in downtown Ottawa, if you were to find a location near some of those government office buildings, you would have certainly quite a lunch rush on your hands.
Yeah, and typically what Salad Creations looks for is we look for a good mix of both a daytime traffic and an evening traffic as well. So we're looking for those office towers as well as what we're looking for as residential, either condos or homes around exactly where we're going to set up. Salad Creations is a brand. We look for A1 locations, and we've been very lucky to be offered a lot of those by landlords because we're one of the top five choices of what people want as a food choice anymore when they go out to eat. Salads are not a side dish anymore. They're a main dish, and that's what people are finding. And my goal with this brand, never focus on the monetary aspect of anything in business, is to bring people all over Canada a healthier alternative.
Now, certainly, particularly in the fast food industry where the sandwich companies are concerned, there are a lot of offerings in this sector. But I think what you've explained here is that you're not really branding yourself as a fast food restaurant chain. In fact, it's kind of casual and it's quick, but it's not fast food. And so people get more of the sit down and relaxed atmosphere.
You know what? Solid Creations, as I say, is about an entire Solid Creations experience from the minute you walk in the door to the minute you leave. When a guest comes to us and they've chosen us to come to Solid Creations that day, they're thanked for that. Time, nutrition, and money are all taken into consideration in a very welcoming environment when you eat in red cascading bowls, metal cutlery, which was something new that we tested and rolled out with all of our stores that you don't typically see in quick service. Everything that we procure as a brand, the environment is taken into consideration in terms of how even we dispose of our waste. I don't think you have to take into consideration the cost necessarily to be able to be responsible, both environmentally and also, you know, it's with us to make a healthier choice every day. I don't think has to, you know, you don't, we educate people in coming into our stores to be able to know what those healthier choices are of what they should be eating as well.
Again, from a business perspective now, I know that margins on various different types of foods can be affected greatly by what's going on in the world, and you're always at the mercy of your suppliers. But I would imagine that when you're dealing primarily with vegetables, that the margins there for being a successful business are pretty generous.
Well, you know what? The thing is that we have contracting pricing that we procure for all of our produce that comes in. And obviously, as a brand as well, one of the things that we focus on is trying to promote local wherever we are as well at any given time. When we launched this brand into Canada, and it originally, you're right, it started down in Boca Raton, Florida, food costs are typically 20% or greater in high in Canada. And Solid Creations is all about a create-your-own concept for one set price. So we had to cater all our menus to our Canadian guests here in Canada, which we've done, and to be able to get the best price point, you know, to be able to offer different ingredients that make sense here in Canada. So if you typically looked at a salad station down in the U.S., it might not look identical to here because we're so highly regulated in Canada, and being able to bring in, you know, anything from chicken to dairy to so on and so forth. So we, you know, we have to be very conscious of how we're procuring all of that and the cost for it.
Just about out of time, Brenda, but one more time for those of our listeners who would like to get more information both on the company in general and perhaps if they'd like to get involved with the company, where can they find that?
You can go on our website at www.saladcreations.ca. We also have info@saladcreations.ca. All of those emails come to myself, and I'd be happy to even give them any information. Some of, you know, the greatest success stories besides people wanting to partner with us and bringing this all across the country is also people looking at healthy alternatives that have actually been able to reduce their weight as a result of this as well. And those are all different things that I like to look at to see exactly, you know, what we've done as a brand to be able to bring this healthy alternative everywhere.
Well, you certainly, I think, identified a much-needed sector of this space in the food industry, and no doubt you'll find a lot of success there. And we encourage you to continue your expansion efforts here to the capital, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to take advantage of the services you provide. Brenda Bott is the president of Solid Creations Canada. Brenda, real pleasure, and best of luck with the business.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure speaking to you as well.
CFRA Markets commentator John Budden is up next on Business at Night. This is News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.